What is up, guys? It's Jordan. So, oh man, I have got a very crazy call-in to share with you guys today. All I have to say is it's proof that Anchor is truly the best app of all time. And it's also proof that, you know what, I'm a miracle worker. Without even trying, I guess. It's truly a talent. It's amazing, really. Here's the call-in.
Hi, Jordan. This is Caleb Hardwick from Benton, Arkansas.
Hi, Jordan. This is Kristen Page. I'm from Boston.
And we are hanging out together. Would you call it a date?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's a date. And we are hanging out in near Houston, Texas. It's awesome. You'll never guess, we actually met because of you.
Yeah, so thanks for that.
Thank you so much for letting me get to hang out with Boston girl. So check it out. We both came over to Anchor when you put that on YouTube. We met. We've been talking a lot, and we just met for the very first time in person.
It's pretty great.
It's one of the crazier stories you're going to ever hear on your Anchor. So I hope you really enjoy this. But we want to say thank you, Jordan.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Jordan. Peace out, brother.
You heard it, guys. They met because of Anchor, and because they heard about Anchor on my YouTube channel, and they started talking and on Anchor, and now they're in a relationship. And the biggest thing, well, I mean, who am I to say if they're in a relationship? They're on a date, okay? Let's take it one step at a time, okay? Let's put it this way, guys. This could be you. Are you out there right now? Wow. Wish I was in a relationship. Wish that I, you know, had somebody out there, a significant other. Wish I was on a date right now. Wish I was eating ice cream with somebody. Maybe a slice of pizza with somebody. Look, it's possible. It happened to Caleb here. Caleb's been on my station before. I've published many call-ins from him, and look what happened to him. It's truly a miracle, the things that have happened on Anchor today. Truly a miracle, truly amazing. Caleb, you know what? I don't know what else to say, man. You're welcome, I guess. I mean, this is the big league. This is I'm glad that you got your date, man. Very, very excited for you. You guys have a great time, and who knows what's gonna happen next. Literally two people, one from Boston, one from Arkansas. They're so far away. What are the chances? Anchor is the app to be on. You can hear people's voices. You can talk with people, okay? It's just like real life. And you know what the best part is? You can be in a relationship. If you're scared to talk on the phone, don't be scared anymore because you're on Anchor every day and you've built up confidence, okay? This is your life now. You're a confident speaker. Now you're talking to all the girls. The girls are talking to all the guys, okay? This isn't a tweet. This isn't 160, 140 characters, okay? This is your voice. This is her voice. This could be your life. This could be you. Oh man, what a crazy long day. Again, it was day six of me and Sarah working on the backyard, quote unquote, amphitheater, fire pit, seating area. It's been a crazy ride, guys. It's been crazy. It's been a lot of fun. We've learned a lot. I've finally learned, you know, a decent amount about woodworking and just, you know, saws and jigsaws and the right blades to use for each and, you know, just all this stuff that I didn't really know anything about. It has all kind of, it's been one big realization throughout this entire process. I'm really excited about it, and I just cannot wait to for you guys to see pictures of it and stuff on Sarah's blog, sailor.life. Little plug there, okay, I'll admit, okay, I'm very, very excited about Sarah's new blog. But yeah, pictures are going to be up in the near future. We were really trying to get everything done today, but just, man, overall, everything at this point just takes, it's not like, at first it was like a lot of just physical power, having to lift all these 22-pound blocks, like literally hundreds of them, on, you know, just stacking them one after the other, like walking up and down this large hill, because where we, you know, built this retaining wall on a slope. And so that was just like a lot of physical exercise, and that was very exhausting. But now we're kind of at the part where it's just kind of a lot of mental exhaustion, because, you know, we're trying to, you know, make stuff actually look good instead of just laying things down one after the other. It's just kind of like, okay, well, we need to put this post in concrete in, you know, in the ground, and we need to make sure that they're placed in the right spot so that it looks, you know, symmetrical and everything like that. It's just, and then you have to make all the cuts and everything like that, and just walk up the hill, clamp the wood down, you know, make the cut that you need, carry it back down the hill and stuff. So it's, you know, it's both mental exhaustion and physical exhaustion at this point. But I really wanted to know if we could get it done in a solid week, 7 days. That was kind of, you know, my goal was to, I don't know, I just thought that would be completely insane if we could do all of that in 7 days. And I'm not sure if we're going to be able to finish it in 7 days, because it's supposed to rain tomorrow. I guess that's Hurricane Nate. It's, you know, I, like I said before, we have a lot of weird weather in Tennessee, a lot of weather you wouldn't expect. Hurricanes even hit us at times that are not hurricanes anymore. But they are definitely extremely strong storms. So that's coming through tomorrow, as far as I know. So we're probably not going to get to work on it too much tomorrow, which is, it's kind of disappointing to me. But we'll see. Luckily, we only had 2 days of rain while we were doing this. And the one day it was raining, we still kind of worked through it a little bit. But I think it's just going to be raining too hard tomorrow. But we'll see. We're so close to having it all done. I just, after we finished what we did today, I just stood out there for just a long time and just looked at it from just every angle I could for probably like 5 minutes each angle. I would just sit there and stare at it. And I was like, man, this is crazy. This looks really good. Like, I'm just shocked at how well this whole thing has turned out. Oh, I forgot to tell you guys. Remember the other day I told you that Sarah found a way that the goats next door, our neighbor's goats, they really like to be pet this certain way, and she figured it out, and now the goats like absolutely love her, and I guess that means that they like me. I'm just kind of associated with her, so they like to stick around when I'm out there, even though I'm not the best animal petter in my life, I mean in the world, I mean. I try my best. Anyway, so today when I was out there in the backyard working with Sarah, we have a friend over right now, Danielle, and so Sarah went inside to go hang out, and I was still out there, and it was dark, and we had the light on from the back patio, and the goats were just sleeping next to the fence, like next to me where I was. And it was the cutest thing. Like, they never do that. They, like, rarely hang out in that area. But ever since Sarah started petting them, and I, you know, have been petting them as well, like, they just love hanging out in that area. And it was so cute because the goats were sleeping. And I had never seen them, like, lay down or anything like that. So it was just kind of funny. I don't know. But the mother goat was laying down, and then her son, the kid, the male, he had his chin on her back, and then the female had her chin on her brother's back, and they were all sleeping, and I was like, wow, this is the cutest thing I've ever seen. I just stared at them, and I was like, wow, thank you so much, Sarah, that you know how to pet these animals, because now I get to just sit here and stare at them sleeping. in the cutest way possible. Anyways, I am going to go play King of Tokyo with Sarah and Danielle. They're out there at the moment playing, and Danielle, this is her first time playing. So Sarah explained it to her, and now she knows how to play, so we're going to have a great time. If you never played King of Tokyo, definitely check it out. Great dice game, luck-based, but also there's a lot of strategy involved. So not entirely luck-based. I really don't like luck-based games, but this one, I really like dice games. So anyways, yeah, I'm going to go do that. And I have one call-in real quick from a guy who had a question for me, so I'll just answer that real quick.
Hey Jordan, can you share the title and author of the computer book you're reading?
Yeah, so the book is called Computer Systems, A Programmer's Perspective, and it's by Bryant and O'Halloran. So I guess that's two people's names. I'm not sure. But yeah, it's called Computer Systems, A Programmer's Perspective, the second edition. So go and check that out. It is a really good book. I also got, that book suggested another book that's just called the C Programming Language. And it's the second edition of that. And it says ANSI, or A-N-S-I-C on the cover. ANSI C. That's by Brian W. Kernigan and Dennis M. Ritchie. So yeah, the C Programming Language, that one is also really interesting. So yeah, just going through those, and I would highly recommend them.